The views and opinions expressed by the Should They Watch It podcast are those of two moms who happen to have over 40 combined years of experience in the entertainment industry. So while they may feel their opinions come from a knowledgeable place, they are still in fact just opinions. Should They Watch It? A podcast that takes the task of reviewing your kids' favorite shows off your to-do list. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Should They Watch It podcast. I'm Kara Edwards.
And I'm Brina Palencia.
And today's episode, Brina is taking over because we are going to be talking about, this week we're going to talk about Arthur's favorite YouTube channel.
Yes. Jillian and Addie.
Jillian and Addie. We get so many requests, and we have since the podcast started, to review different YouTube channels.
There's so many.
And that's one of the things that's just hard to know where to dig in. And so we decided, hey, we're going to each review our kids' favorites. And we decided we're actually going to teach each other about our children's
favorites. Rather than making the other person
actually sit through
these YouTubers.
We try to be kind to each other, guys. We try.
Yeah. Because it's all of them have so much content. It's insane.
So much content. I mean, there is literally no way in reviewing a YouTube channel that we could sit down and in 2 weeks' time watch enough
to have a legit review.
Yeah. So this time around, we are going to tell each other about our shows. So, okay. So what is it again?
Jillian and Addie.
Jillian and Addie. I have not even heard of this.
Yeah. So they started out as Baby Teeth 4. And from what I understand, I think they were a candy review channel, like how kids do toy reviews.
I literally actually don't know anything you've said so far.
You're like, every word you're saying is completely
I was actually going to play along and just pretend that first half of this, that thought, that I was like, yeah, I'm good. I'm just going to pretend to not be a dumb and have no idea what she's saying. But now you've said two things. So what is
Baby Teeth 4 was the name of their channel initially.
Okay.
And now it's Jillian and Addie.
Okay.
So they started when they were like super teeny tiny and they did candy review videos. Like how kids will like review toys
channel. Yeah.
So they would review candy.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So Michael is obsessed with watching
the toy
children
review stuff.
Yes. Unbox toys, look at toys, review toys, play with toys.
Yes. Thankfully, Arthur has not gone down that path yet.
Oh.
I try to avoid it like the plague.
Well, yeah.
So that's why I like Jillian and Addie, though, because they don't do a lot of promotional videos or anything. I think they may have in the beginning of their career as YouTubers, but definitely their most recent, probably the past 2-3 years, it's all been original content where they write sketches or... Okay, so they have three channels. Let me back up.
Okay, yeah. Okay, sorry.
They have three channels.
Yes.
So there's Jillian and Addie.
Yep.
Jillian and Addie Laugh and Jillian and Addie Life. So...
Okay.
Jillian and Addie Life is just their, like, vlogging channel. So, like, when they went to Universal Studios, they did videos of it and whatever.
So are these, real people?
Yes. So they're sisters.
Okay, okay.
It's two young girls. I think, I don't know how old they are. I have no idea. I think they're around, I think the oldest one now might be 16.
Okay.
And the other one is maybe 14.
Okay.
Or 13.
Yeah. So they were probably like tweens when they started out and then.
Yeah.
They're full teens now, probably.
Yes. I think they're preteens and then now full teens, I think.
Okay.
Although I think before they were well-known YouTubers, I think they started when they were like teeny tiny. Because I came across some videos recently where I was like, whoa, that's like baby
itty bitties.
Like,
okay.
They were like 5 or something. I was like, whoa, they've been doing this for a while. But yeah, the way that they are now and the videos that are most easily accessible, it's got those three channels. So the vlogging channel, which we really don't watch very much. We've seen maybe 2 episodes of that.
Okay.
And then the Jillian and Addie Laugh is my favorite channel because that's where they do their comedy sketches.
Okay.
They're each, all of their videos are like around 10 minutes. But their thing in general is they always have like a villain of every episode. And for any families out there who are like me and you're big fans of horror movies and Halloween and spooky stuff, it's a really easy gateway for littles to like know all the horror movie stuff. So like my son knows Michael Myers, he knows Pennywise, he knows Chucky, he knows like all of these characters, but he doesn't know them in the context of the movies
of because being scary.
He obviously has not seen those.
Right.
He knows them in the context of Jillian and Addy. And in Jillian and Addy Laugh, they do really funny versions of like them defeating this villain. But in the Jillian and Addy, in their main channel, they take it a lot more seriously. But even though the videos are, they are legitimately creepy and like kind of spooky, but they're not really suspenseful, which is why okay. I think my son likes it. Because even in stuff that is not meant to be scary, if it has suspense at all in it, he doesn't like it. He wants to turn it off. It's that scares him. Suspense scares him. But like actual monsters, loves them. Loves an animatronic, loves like scary looking things. But what actually scares him and seems to be kind of, you know, something that could potentially cause trauma for him is whenever it's something suspenseful. So okay. Even like when we watched Aladdin, he couldn't get through Aladdin because it was too suspenseful. Like he just, it freaked him out. Like it rendered him just, he was in tears. Like he couldn't,
buddy.
He couldn't do it. Yeah, he
hates Aladdin.
Yeah, he just gets so overwhelmed.
I mean, Jafar's intense.
Like yes. Yeah. So it was like, yeah. So with Jillian and Addy, so everything is filmed the same. This whole family really fascinates me. So it's the two daughters, and then the dad occasionally makes an appearance, and he obviously is the one who is doing all the editing
okay.
and filming. And I'm pretty sure he writes most of it, although some of the episodes, they make it clear that the girls wrote it, which is really fun.
Okay.
Those are some of my favorite episodes,
yeah.
actually. And it's always the same where they'll see the monster. And this is the same in their comedy ones and in their serious ones. They'll see the monster and then they'll run through the hall and then get into their playroom area. They shut the door and then they sit on the couch and then they discuss how they're going to get rid of the monster.
So there's problem solving.
Yeah.
But so it's educational.
I wouldn't go that far. But there's no suspense. Like even in kids' shows and in kids' movies, you feel the weight of there's something out there coming for us and whatever. And you don't feel that with Jillian and Addy.
Okay.
It's like, oh my God, scary monster. And then you run and then you sit and now you're in your safe spot. They can't come in this room. They can never come in this room. They never do. So like they're always safe on their couch.
Okay.
You get the break. You still get the scary, spooky stuff, but you still get the break and the calm moments.
Yeah.
In between where you just kind of like discuss what's going on. And they're very, the dialogue is very verbose, I guess, for lack of a better word. I'm always surprised by, how they talk, because it's very elevated. Like they seem like very smart girls.
So they're like little adults.
Yes, okay. They sound like little adults. And I thought that it was because their dad is writing everything, but then I watched a little behind the scenes thing that they did, and they showed their script and how they do the script, and they were like, yeah, we don't write out the dialogue. We just write out the actions of like what is happening. And I was like, wait, so that means those girls
so they
are coming up with those
like
lines.
That. Okay. Okay. Well, as a parent to a child that says things all the time that you're yeah. like, how does your little 7-year-old brain think like that? It does happen.
Yeah.
Children yeah. nowadays have access to language we just didn't have as kids.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I think they use bigger words than, you know,
than
we ever learned or probably still use today.
I think also parenting knowledge has changed now where I think when we were growing up, adults tried to dumb down their language.
No question.
And now we know that that's dumb.
Oh, this is a conversation I have with my mother all the time, because she's like, you talk to Michael like, you know, like a little adult. You talk to him as though he, you know, understands things that he couldn't possibly understand. And then it's fine, because I also have a therapist. And so I ask the therapist, who's like, no, it's great that you're giving him language and social emotional touchstones. And it's just, we're in a different world today with parenting and
understanding
raising.
What kids are able to understand.
No question. Yeah. No question.
And
so,
absorb.
Okay. So we have two little adults
who
are discussing monsters on a couch.
And the way that their acting style is very flat as So even when they're scared, quote unquote, it's not really scary.
Okay. Hold on. Keep talking. I've got to start looking this up, because I am like, who are these children? How do you spell? So it's
Jillian and Addie.
How do
so
you
Jillian.
Okay.
And then Addie.
Okay. So everybody who's listening right now, you can also go to YouTube and figure out who these children in the room who are running from monsters are.
And by running, I mean sitting calmly on a couch.
Well, they're adorable.
Yeah. No, they're, and that you can definitely tell they're really smart. And I honestly, they have some.
Oh, wait, no, I tried to turn the volume off. I'm not trying to, like, here we go. Okay, go. Yeah, you keep talking. I'm going to just sit here and watch. That's so rude. Sorry.
Yeah, so they're so I really love their comedy channel, the Jillian and Addie Laugh. It's the comedy is really old school. It's sort of akin to like Airplane.
Okay.
It's that very like silly, ridiculous comedic style that no one really does much
really
anymore.
Oh, and I loved Airplane.
And it's caught me off guard, because when we first started watching it was just Jillian and Addie. We watched their original movie that they did over a series of videos. It was the first way that we found him, because my son was obsessed with pumpkins at the time and he really wanted to see scary pumpkin stuff. And so I'm like, what is, I think I literally typed into YouTube, like, scary pumpkin for kids.
Okay.
And it was their original movie called Stalked by Pumpkins. And it's like, it's long. It's like an hour, at least an hour long. I don't remember exactly how long. And they came up with actually a pretty kind of fun little universe with these evil pumpkins where they have to defeat Jack, not Jack Skellington, but another Jack the Pumpkin King.
Okay.
And anybody who has done any shopping at Halloween would recognize the mask, the pumpkin mask that they use.
It's like, oh, yeah. Is this it right here?
Oh, no, that's a different one.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I'm seeing them with their Halloween. Man, they have 2.65 million subscribers.
Yeah, yeah. They're legit.
311 videos on this channel.
The other thing I really like about them, too, is that they don't sell toys.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. So they do sell their own merch at the end of every episode.
Hey, you know what? That's okay. They're doing this to make, you know.
Yeah. And I kind of, it's kind of nice because they are doing scary videos, you know, for kids. And it's nice that they end the video with a moment of them on the couch facing the camera with their dad being silly. They have a song that they often sing when they're like, it's like, buy our merch. And so they'll like sing the song or whatever. And they'll like very cutely like try to sell their t-shirts and stuff. And it's kind of a nice palate cleanser.
Okay.
You know, it's like letting your own child know, like, they're fine. This was just a little video that they made and look how happy they are. Like, you know,
they are adorable. I have to say, and this is just my own personal whatever, in a world, because I have a stepdaughter who's young and raising a little girl in a world where teenagers, tweens, and teens are often borderline like Kardashians.
Yes, full makeup.
Yeah, where there's a ton of makeup. They're quite frankly showing a lot of skin. And when you're trying to raise a little girl in that environment, and I'm the step parent that's like, know your inner strength. Don't focus on, you know, yes, feel good. I'm not saying you can't feel good about yourself, take care of yourself and all of those. But, you know, don't worry so much about making sure you have a ton of makeup or that you're getting that sort of attention.
Yeah, if you're wearing the makeup, make sure it's for you and that it's not, you know.
To get other people's attention. And I'm sitting here looking at these girls who are adorable and look like so much fun. And this, they are not made up.
No, they're not made up at all.
The videos I'm looking at, they're not wearing any makeup.
But but they're super cute.
Adorable, but they're like.
They're just like regular.
It looks like girls just being creative.
Yes.
And creating something fun.
Yeah.
And that is exactly the type of role model that I know that I want for my daughter is, like, I want you to see other young kids and girls especially who are just here showing people who they are.
Yeah.
And getting attention for that.
Yes, exactly. That's another reason why I like them. And honestly, I will say, you know, YouTube, not a lot of great content. If I'm being honest, but
what
one thing I will say with all the YouTuber kids, even though I may not love their videos, I love that they're just regular kids. They're not made up. They're not like kids who are on TV are impossible standards. Because I mean, you know, having been on television, you get made up in between every single take. You have, I'm like, like I would be swarmed with hair and makeup in between every single take to make sure every little hair is in place, make sure every tiny thing is in place. So even though, you know, like, yeah, wear makeup, but even then, you're never going to look like the kids in this show.
Never.
And literally, they don't look like that.
They don't look like that. And like, and also so many, because Rem, my stepdaughter, is really into watching like Disney Plus tweens and teens shows. And same, these girls are this impossible standard. And so many of those little actors grow up to be like Ariana Grande. And, you know, so it is this impossible standard. And it's something we talk about with her constantly of like, just show who you are, be yourself. And I am totally turning her on to this channel.
And well, can she like spooky stuff?
She
too,
does
right?
like spooky
I
stuff.
Think, I think
yeah.
she'll be
she
into
was
it.
Super into Jack Skellington. and she likes that whole feeling. So is that mostly what the channel is?
It's
is...
almost all horror. Honestly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Horror light.
Yeah, horror light. Yeah, especially the Jillian and Addie channel is like all horror. Jillian and Addie Laugh is more horror and like pop culture. So they have some videos with like Grogu. They have videos with
we love Grogu and my family. yeah
they have all anything that's in the pop culture zeitgeist, they have videos on it.
Okay.
There's also, I don't know if you've heard, there's another phenomenon that they also have videos of that I've seen in so many YouTuber videos: Siren Head.
Okay, so yes, and I actually want to promote a fellow podcaster because they have been on our show before, but there is a podcast that Arthur would probably love, and it's called Unspookable, and it is a podcast for children, and we've had the creator, Nate, has been on our podcast before, and we are obsessed with his podcast because it is, but what they do is they break down the mystery. It's hosted who sounds like a teenage girl, and they take things like Siren Head and they talk about like where it came from.
I need to, because I have tried to search for so much information on Siren Head, because I'm like, how did this get into the
different, like, how is this
like,
part of
why
our
is
world
this so popular?
Yeah, and that's Michael kept talking about Siren Head, everything Siren Head, and and the bat, what is it, the back doors, and there's all these different
things, cartoon cat and cartoon dog as well,
all of these things on that you find on YouTube. And I was nervous about it because I'm like, this seems really scary and I don't know what this is. And when it gets broken down on the podcast, again, it's called Unspookable. It's won a ton of awards. It has a ton of listeners.
So up my alley.
And it's really good at how, and they talk about everything under the sun spooky. Mm-hmm. And it still keeps the fun, spooky element. Like, it doesn't just break, you know, it's not like your kid's going to be like, well, all right, never right. mind. It was some.
It's not just poo-pooing some the fun part. Because it's fun to be yeah. scared and it's fun to be like, ooh, what's the lore? Like, that's yeah. exciting.
Some dude in his basement created Siren Head and now it's, you know, there's, I will never be spooked again. It does. It keeps this kind of in the music and everything that goes through it. So highly recommend. But yes, Siren Head. Boy, did I have to hear about that for like 6 months.
Yeah. I thankfully, because so all YouTubers, in my opinion, are never laundry shows.
Never. No, you've got to, not to mention the way the videos flip.
Yeah, they just, and they automatically play yes. random stuff. Yeah. So I watched all of Arthur's introductions to Siren Head and whatever. So I was there with him.
Okay.
So I was sort of learning about Siren Head with him. And I was like Googling. I was like, where did the story come from? Like, what is happening? Because he would even ask, he's like, who is Siren Head? And I'm like, man, I don't know. I want to figure this out. Where did this come from? And all that I could find was the artist that originally created him. But I'm like, but how did Siren Head go from that into all these videos? Like,
you know what? I think it's the same thing as when you and I were kids. What, like Bloody Mary? Remember by the way, also talked about on the Unspookable podcast.
Nice. But oh, man, that podcast sounds so up my alley.
It's so good. Bloody Mary was that thing. And I think all it takes is just the suggestion of something scary and kids run with it at school. Absolutely. So Michael
the thing with Jillian and Addie, too, is like introducing them to all of these iconic horror movie figures.
Yes.
Like Arthur is obsessed he has a Chucky costume. He has a Ghostface costume.
He does. I can actually validate.
He's got gremlins. Yes. He's like,
every time I go to your house,
he doesn't know the story.
He's in a costume. He is in a different costume every time I go to your house.
He makes up stories for them. Like, it's amazing. He creates a story in his head of who they are. And in the beginning, he would try to make them a superhero because he just liked how they looked. So I would have to correct him and be like, nah, actually, they're not. No, they're a bad guy.
They do not save anybody.
They're definitely a bad guy. And so that actually was really hard for him to wrap his head around. He was like, but I like how they look. And then the first horror villain costume that he asked me for that we actually ended up not getting for him yet was Michael Myers.
Okay.
And I remember telling him because anytime he would ask me for a villain, I would let him know because he was really into superheroes. I would let him know, okay, but they're a bad guy. They're a villain. Are you sure you want that? And usually he would say no. But then there was like one point where it clicked in his brain. And then like I said, you know, well, Michael Myers, he's a bad guy. Are you sure you want to get a costume of his? And he just like sighs and goes, ugh. Mama, it's just a costume.
Oh.
I was like, you're right.
You're right.
It is just a costume.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's because Michael's been going through that too, where he's like, he wants to talk about Michael Myers, mm-hmm. and yet he knows nothing about it. And
yeah.
So he wants to like, well, how is he a bad guy? Why is he a bad guy? Is he scary? Is he what? Is he real? Does he show up? And it is. It's we're on that line where he is not yet old enough that I'm going to show him these movies.
Yeah.
But it is so hard because it's like he is at an age that he could get it.
Yeah.
And I wish there was a way to break it down and be like. So I'm not going to show you Freddy Krueger or Halloween or any of these horror movies because I don't want to have to be next 10 nights.
Yeah, I think I was Michael's age the first time that I watched Nightmare on Elm Street, and I do not recommend.
Oh, same. We were so young when we would come across the scariest or the most adult content.
Yes,
I mean,
horrifying.
Psychotic. I think I was 11 when I watched Clockwork Orange.
Oh, my gosh.
Our parents, I feel like we're more aware today of like the content that our kids are being exposed to.
Well, and I think it's so accessible that we just have to.
You have, we
have to
be.
To hawk it.
Oh, you're right. Because, I mean, before you had to sit and wait until Thursday at 8 p.m. to watch something.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, I explain that to Michael all the time. I'm like, we didn't have television on demand. YouTube didn't exist. The internet didn't exist.
Yeah.
Which he cannot, you know. And then he's like, okay, so you went to school in a covered wagon. And I'm like, okay, no, it wasn't.
There was a really long period
wasn't quite that bad.
There.
but there's no concept of a world where we can't just access everything we want immediately. So
yeah. Well, we're of that generation that we bridge that gap. You know, my husband and I talk about that all the time. We're like the last people who like lived very consciously, not just as little tiny kids, but very consciously in a world where the internet really wasn't that big of a deal. And there, it wasn't used. Social media wasn't a thing. Like, I remember that time very deeply.
Very well, yeah.
Yeah. And I remember the transition very strongly. And how quick it was.
It was so fast.
Yeah.
No, it was overnight.
And still is so fast.
It's still changing constantly. And new streaming services are coming. New apps and new... it's terrifying. And that's, YouTube is one of those things that I'm always a little bit nervous anytime. And of course, because of my nervousness surrounding it is why Michael is always like, can I watch YouTube? Can I watch YouTube? I want to watch YouTube. And he's past the point because we did YouTube Kids for a little while and a couple of his favorite shows, which I do approve of. We're not on YouTube Kids. And so we had to switch over to regular YouTube. And I have to talk to him. Like, he has a certain number of channels that he's allowed to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot, like, if it's like if I walk in and you're not watching one of these four channels, like, you're going to lose YouTube for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But it is scary because they flip so quick. Yep. And it's nice when there is a channel that you can go into and just trust that, like, okay, the content is going to be okay.
Yeah. And honestly, Jillian and Addy, you don't know. Because even with Arthur, there are, and I mean, he's only four, but like, there are some videos that he doesn't want to watch because it scares him for whatever reason. I haven't quite put my finger on what it is about certain episodes that he's like, I don't want to watch this. This is too scary. And I'm like,
interesting.
Huh, why though?
Yeah. What was the
like,
thing
you just
here?
Saw another one that I personally find to be way creepier.
Yeah.
But for some reason, this one
is the one.
Yeah, it's interesting. It was the same. We watched the Goosebumps movie, the more recent
yes, one. Yes, I could not get Michael into it.
Arthur now really likes it. He really wanted to watch it, and then like he got too scared on certain parts, and then finally his cousins were in town this last week and they're a little bit older, and so they all watched it together.
So now
he really likes watching it. But what's funny is like the part that I think is the funniest scared him the most, which is the gnomes.
Interesting. Oh, gnomes are terrifying. No, I'm with Arthur. That I am 100% with Arthur on that.
He even now when we watch it, sometimes he'll ask me to fast forward. But then like we get to this like horrifying werewolf, and he's like, yeah,
yeah. Where, no, like, werewolf more tangible. Gnomes, that is like that is ceramic. Yeah. That
well, and
not
he won't
be...
even like we have like little. He has his little fairy garden at the house, and he. I have little tiny gnomes that are in the fairy garden, but he refuses to call them gnomes. He says those are fairy elves.
Okay.
Or sometimes he'll call them fairy gnomes, but they are not regular gnomes.
Fascinating. Because gnomes are scary.
I don't find that to be
true.
Dude,
it's so true. And like you were talking about the animatronics earlier too, because I don't know if you, I have an intense fear of animatronics.
Oh, really?
I do. I once
loves them.
No, they absolutely creep me out. I once had to act in a commercial, an on-camera commercial with an animatronic pig, and it about did me in.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
no, man. Oh, no, yeah.
No,
I almost
can
said
do.
Christmas time. Halloween time, which is my Christmas. Halloween time, as soon as spirit stores open,
yeah,
almost every single day after school we were going just to look at the animatronics.
That's hilarious. Nope. They completely they're weird. I don't like them.
Yeah, we would watch animatronic demo videos on YouTube like nonstop. Just
things,
like
things that are not supposed to move are not supposed to move.
Period.
And I don't like it. I was thinking about it's interesting. We have completely gone off the rails here.
I know. Which is easy to do with YouTube.
Yeah, I was going to say. Because honestly, it's like watching YouTube.
Yes.
this is the YouTube version of the Should They Watch It podcast.
Yes.
We're just going to keep changing subjects. But you mentioned something about having your cousins or Arthur's cousins were in town and they're a little bit older. And suddenly he was watching Goosebumps and it started making me think of... Michael has been spending some time with some cousins recently, and on both sides of his family, that are older. And one of the things that's really struck me and been fascinating is peer pressure has become a very real and tangible thing in our lives. Mm-hmm. Things that, you know, I'm very fortunate in that I have a very careful child. Michael has always been very cautious with things. He is not the rambunctious child that's going to go and, you know, jump off things or be too crazy. He's going to always stop and go, but what if I get hurt? Or he's that way by nature. It's not because I've drilled it into him.
Yeah, that's definitely just how he is.
He just is that way. And it's been interesting to see him suddenly become more like, no, I am brave and I can do that thing. And, mm-hmm. and that the other children are doing, and sometimes to his detriment, but it has also happened with YouTube.
Oh, really?
And the things that he's been talking about, because he had all these certain interests, and then he comes back with a little bit of peer pressure, and suddenly he is like, no, I'm past that now. I'm going to watch this other channel. And it's something that we've been struggling with quite a bit. And I'm actually going to, looking at this with Abby and Jillian,
Jillian and Addie.
Yeah. Whatever their names are. I could have written it down. This is good. Like, I am going to turn him on to this and just
see. It's really unique. It's not, they're unlike a lot of other, and there's so many YouTubers. So like
so
maybe
many.
That exists somewhere, but usually they are so consistent with it. I've seen other YouTuber kids do similar things that they do sometimes in some of their videos, and then they do other things in other videos that I don't like. Jillian and Addie is very consistent.
And I would have to imagine, and I'm impressed with Bob. His name is Bob.
Yes,
their
the
dad. Yeah, Bob. I'm impressed with Bob. Because it is very difficult. Michael and I had been hired many years ago when he was two. He was two when we were hired by a very large company, a well-known company that I had been working with for many years and trusted to create a series of videos to be used in other countries.
It was a
children's magazine that has a lot of recipes and activities, and we would do the recipes and activities on these videos, edit them down to like 2-minute little shorts, and then they would air in this other country. They never took off, both sadly and thankfully. So we did 35 of them, and then it was over, because
that's a lot of videos.
It was a lot of videos, and it was very difficult on me, because I was a single mom at the time, and so keeping up with my regular job plus getting a 2-year-old to film videos plus getting it was hard. And so I guess I have this tiny glimpse of what goes into creating these YouTube channels.
I've done YouTube videos for myself, and it is brutal.
It's
work.
Daunting.
It
work.
Is so hard. And they do 3 channels and a new video every week.
I mean, that's incredible. I mean, the children have to be homeschooled, because I can't imagine.
I think they might be. Yeah.
They would have to be, which is not in any form judgment. Most of the children in our family are homeschooled, so we're a homeschool family. But because just the time that it would take to put those together, but like they're having a blast.
Yeah, like, and I think I like that, you know, that they help with the writing and stuff. I would imagine at this age they probably might be getting interested at least in the editing and
the
stuff.
Whole creative process. I'm sure it makes me think of I don't know the name of the channel. Ryan's World World. Okay,
that's another one that we could review later.
We could definitely review Ryan's World. Michael got into that for a while. He loved Ryan's World, but it's the same. It's a family who just created a YouTube channel, and of course Ryan's World has
blown up. I think he's one of the top YouTubers.
Oh, he's got to be. I mean, that's
For kids, I think he's the top kid.
You
YouTuber.
Can like find his stuff.
He has
everywhere.
Yeah, his merchandise is in like Walgreens.
Target.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So I mean, YouTube is something like, don't discount it. It's
there's
a
some
big deal.
Really cool stuff, and there's some interesting stuff. And like I said, it is, I think, helpful for kids to see other kids just looking like kids. There's another YouTuber family that we like, Epic Toy Channel, and I remember one episode that I love with them. One of the kids literally just had food all over their face for the whole
That's awesome.
And it's just like, yeah, and like their hair will be all jacked up. Yeah, like they just look like kids
and
having fun.
Normal kids having fun.
Yes, I mean, that's, this is what children look like.
Yeah, and there are YouTube channels that I allow Michael to watch, and in fact, in a couple of weeks, we're going to be reviewing one of Michael's channels.
Yes,
but yeah, even some of the ones like where they play Minecraft.
Yeah.
He can sit and watch, and we have, and I'll talk about it in a couple of weeks, but we have a channel that we watch in particular with him that I've allowed him to watch because I don't see anything problematic with it. And it's just a guy playing Minecraft, and he's not being too creepy, and he does realize his audience might be a lot of children. And
that's good. That's nice.
Yeah, there are things out there that are...
Yeah.
That are fine.
That seem like there are things, but there are other things that seem like they're for kids.
But it's also YouTube. So we're giving the endorsement to this particular channel while not giving the endorsement necessarily to YouTube as a whole.
Yes. Yeah. And also, even with this channel, they are very predictable, but because it does deal in horror genre, you know your kid. My kid is very good at telling me when he's like, nope, not watching
no
that.
No more. Too scary. Yeah.
I don't like it. And he'll tell me very early on. And so, you know, if you're... kid tends to like quietly be traumatized, and maybe wait till they're a little older. But
definitely wait till they're a little older. Oh my gosh, that's really funny. And recognize that, you know, these aren't being produced by major corporations. This mm-hmm. is a guy named Bob,
yeah.
Who's mm-hmm. at home with his teenage daughters,
yeah.
creating content. So you know, it is not a guarantee that anything is going to... You know, a couple weeks ago, we reviewed Mecha Builders, and like, we can pretty much guarantee that there is never going to be anything that is inappropriate in the
exactly
Disney produced.
Yes, they're being they have so many things that they have to hit, whereas like YouTubers don't really they don't have rules that they have to follow quite so much. I know that they've gotten better about it in recent years because there was that huge lawsuit or whatever against YouTube. So they have gotten better about the algorithm, at least, for the most part.
A little better.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot. Not as better as I wish they had gotten.
Yes,
but yeah,
exactly.
A little bit better for sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, this was fine. I feel like we have a new channel that I'm going to let my kids check out. So.
Yeah, I think they might be into it.
Yeah, this
is
super
unique.
Fun.
It's unique for sure.
Fantastic. Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. And again, we've been getting so many requests for us to go and start reviewing YouTube channels. So if you have a favorite YouTube channel that you would love to hear a couple of moms.
And I think it works well with one of us doing it because I feel like both of our kids like YouTube. So there are definitely other channels.
There are like
I could
a whole
cover.
Lot of channels. we'll definitely have to do Ryan's World at some point.
Yeah.
But if you come back in 2 weeks, we will actually be reviewing Michael's favorite YouTube channel. I'm going to teach Brina all about it, and it is called Snake Discovery.
Yay!
I would actually go so far as to say it is both mine and Michael's favorite YouTube channel.
Love
so
it.
Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Bye!